This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Britain is preparing to administer the first doses of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine on Monday. The AstraZeneca vaccine is cheaper and more easily transported than the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine introduced earlier because it doesn't need to be kept at very cold temperatures. The Pfizer shot has already been administered to many healthcare professionals in Britain and the United States. According to the country's health minister, Britain will begin inoculating people at six hospitals around the country on Monday. On Sunday, India approved the same vaccine for emergency use. The good news comes as Britain marks surges in coronavirus cases, particularly a new variant that scientists believe is more contagious. Meanwhile, Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned on Sunday of new lockdowns to be issued across the country. Greece's health ministry confirmed four cases of the new variant of the virus Sunday and people who had recently traveled to Britain. The U.S. has about one-fourth of the infections globally, leading the world with more than 20.6 million cases and 351,000 deaths. India is second with about half that many confirmed cases and deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University, which is tracking the global outbreak. The Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Saturday said the U.S. had administered more than 4.2 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccines nationwide and distributed more than 13 million. In Russia, the health minister said more than 800,000 people have received the domestically produced Sputnik V vaccine and that 1.5 million doses have been distributed throughout the country of 147 million. Officials in Brazil, which also has a high number of cases, say it's about 3 weeks before they can start launching any formal immunizations. VOA. South African leaders announced Sunday they had hoped to begin vaccinating their populations against COVID-19 in February. In Zimbabwe, where recorded cases have almost doubled since the beginning of November, government officials ordered a new containment on Saturday evening. The country's recorded nearly 14,500 cases to date, including 377 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. In South Africa, government-backed security forces stepped up a zero-tolerance approach to enforcing a mask mandate, and the president banned alcohol sales, calling it a root cause of accidents and violence that strain hospital resources. The coronavirus has killed more than 1.8 million people globally since emerging in China in December 2019. Experts fear the worst is yet to come, predicting a sharp rise in cases and deaths after weeks of holiday gatherings. U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi was on Sunday re-elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives with a narrower Democratic majority in the chamber and challenges ahead. This will be her fourth term as leader or Speaker of the House. The Democrat from California is the first female House Speaker. She received 216 votes Sunday afternoon. Two Democrats voted for other candidates. Three others voted simply present. A few members were unable to vote because they had tested positive for coronavirus or had other health problems. Before swearing in Pelosi, Representative Don Young, an Alaska Republican, called for unity. He said, quote, "I'll be honest, I do not like what I see. It's time we hold hands and talk to one another." At that, lawmakers from both parties gave him a standing ovation. Young continued, saying Pelosi, quote, "will be the Speaker of the House, not of the party." About 100 people were killed in Niger amid the presidential election in an attack on two villages in the west, one of the worst massacres of civilians in Niger and in the Sahel regularly targeted by jihadist groups. The attack, which has not been claimed, was carried out Saturday by terrorists on motorcycles. The two villages are about 120 kilometers north of the capital, Niamey, in the Tillaberi region, bordering Mali and Burkina Faso. The region known as the Three Borders has been regularly targeted for years by jihadi groups. Syrian state media say militants have ambushed buses traveling a highway in central Syria, killing nine people, including a 13-year-old girl. The ambush late Sunday is the second this week to target buses traveling between government-controlled areas. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.